Now, our once a week segment, Big Head Bets. I want to say to you before I bring James Kelly on, we're going to talk about five NFL games. If you want to bet with us, go right ahead. But make sure you do not wager something that you cannot afford to lose. This is just me talking. I don't need to add this disclaimer. It's just common sense. Play responsibly. Play responsibly. Maybe you think playing responsibly is fading the head. That could be your strategy too. Let's get into it. Big Head, Happy New Year, dude. How you living? What's going on?
Not bad, Jim. Not bad at all. First workday of the 2022 year, so life is good, man.
It's your first workday of 2022, and it's like a 10-minute workday, so life's got to be good. Listen, nothing is easy when it comes to picking games in the NFL ever, and it's getting tougher and tougher week to week. And even tougher is the fact that we don't know exactly who is going to go and who's not going to go and how much time they'll get with the postseason about to get underway. So let me ask you this. Is this one of those weeks where you've been doing research and analyzing all your big head data, and do you find yourself making a pick only to flip-flop a few hours later because of what's going on this week? Is that one of the things that's happening?
Yeah, 100%, Jim, 100%. I get down a path for a few hours, and then I end up back at square one asking myself the same exact questions. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just wasted all this time, but I am confident. I'm feeling it now, so I found it. I figured it out.
You figured what out?
The picks, man.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Then let's get to the picks. Let's do this. Why don't we start Rams v. Niners? All right, so we got a couple of amazing rivalry games with playoff implications, including Rams and Niners. I could not love this any more than I do, even if I'm not really ever sure what I'm going to get from either one of those teams. Head, fact is, a huge bleeping game. The Rams are still looking to lock up the division. The Niners need this badly because they're still not officially in. We don't really know Jimmy Garoppolo's status yet, but I've got a pretty good read on Matthew Stafford. He's going to go, and he's going to have to play better than he has of late. He's going to have to play better to beat the Niners because the Niners seem to have no trouble with the Rams. All right, that's another little thing here. Break it down. How do you see the matchup? What is the number? Which way are you leaning?
So WynnBET has the Rams at -4 at home, and I'll take McVay actually beating Lobster Jr. finally here, Jim, and laying the points. The Rams, like you said, there's incentive on both sides, but they are on that important 2 seed, meaning they could get 2 home games in the playoffs if they win this game. So incentive-wise, it matches San Francisco. 2 big advantages, the Rams wideouts against that Niners secondary, and Stafford, who you said, if he's consistent over Jimmy G, and now Jimmy's thumb is jacked to boot, so I like the Rams there. Also, if the Rams just limit Debo and Big George Kittle, they should win and cover here. Let's go with the Rams and hope Chubby Cheeks doesn't throw another pick six and lay that 4 points.
Chubby Cheeks? Rams?
A little bloated.
Laying the 4 points. Really quickly, you mentioned the receivers. Quick sidebar. Mm-hmm. Jalen Ramsey v. Debo. One of the great matchups of the entire year. Who you got there?
Physicality, man, right there, right? Well, let's hope the Rams actually use Ramsey and put him on him this game more than they did last game. But overall, I would say I would take Jalen there. But last game, Debo went off, and they waxed him 31-10, but let's hope Jalen's on him more. But Jalen, yes.
All right, so there it is. That's the first game we're on to. 4 to come. Chargers v. Raiders, the other major rivalry with enormous playoff implications. Chargers v. Raiders, essentially win and you're in, the very definition of Hell Week. I'm a little disappointed that Raider fan and Charger fan did not hit that one as hard as they would normally for the program. All I get today is, quote, Mike in L.A., nobody lost in a bar fight. Nobody lost an ear in a bar fight. Hell, nobody lost anything on the show this week. But I do love the game. 2 teams that do not like each other. 2 fan bases which like each other even less. The problem with the game is, again, I have no idea what to expect from either one of them. As far as the Raiders go ahead, pretty miraculous that they're even in this thing in the final week of the regular season. I think that it does speak to their grit. And if you buy into that toughness and an ability to compartmentalize and limit some of the biggest distractions ever, you might actually love these guys at home getting points. What's the number you see? How are you playing it?
The number is Chargers as the road favorites at -3 here, Jim. And as tempting as the Raiders are, I'm going with Justin Herbert and the Bolts. It just seems every time the Raiders get that momentum from a big win, they bleep the bed the next time out. If the Bolts can block Max Crosby on the edge, slow down the run game and Josh Jacobs, I really like them here. Keep Justin up and he will deliver. He's thrown 7 touchdowns and 0 interceptions in his career against the Raiders. Sorry, Mike in L.A. Bolts minus 3 here.
Are you going to chalk up the entire weekend?
We'll see.
Okay, let's see. Next, Kansas City and Denver. Chiefs in Denver. The Chiefs beat them easily in Week 13. And heading into last week's game against the Bengals, I would have said this game looks like a hospital job on paper. In fact, it might be. However, the Chiefs ran into the Bengals, and that much maligned but much improved defense got absolutely shredded by Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. No, the Broncos and whoever they sent out there under center are not Mahomes and the Chiefs, but that to me was a bit of a red flag. Burrow shredded them. Is it a red flag to you, or is that merely an aberration? How do you feel about the Chiefs generally, and how are you playing this?
So first off, I think it is an aberration for KC. I like their defense overall. I think it's the best Pat's had since his run in KC, and I think they are the best overall team in the AFC. Now, hopefully when they play the Bengals the next time, they will put 2 people on Ja'Marr Chase. That could help. But this game here, Jim, it's tomorrow, and the number I got is KC minus 10.5 at Denver. I'll take the Chiefs here. The key is stopping the Denver run game. Get up early and make Drew Lock toss the ball around the yard. Chances are high that happens as well. KC ranks first in first quarter points in the NFL, and Denver ranks 25th. Denver is also 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 games against the AFC. KC is 4-0 in their last 4 against the spread in the AFC West. I hope this isn't Vic Fangio's last game in Denver. I love him, but if it is, I think he loses by more than 10.5, Jim. Let's go KC.
You're a chalky bleep. Why do you love Vic Fangio so much?
Because he's a smart, smart man as a defensive coordinator. He's smarter than everybody else. He's got a bad situation. His time, like some of his stuff that he does is not the smartest thing when it comes to clock management and timeouts, but IQ, it's about as high as there is.
How would you know, dude?
Because I see his product, man.
Are you submitting IQ tests now? All right. Maybe hit him with a Rorschach. All right, so Bucks v. Panthers. Let's go on to that. The Panthers are, how do I put this? Ass. And they have been for quite some time. The Bucks obviously have got a ton of drama right now, and they've got distractions, but they are the defending champs. They're a veteran squad. They've got guys who've dealt with all this nonsense before. Yes, they did struggle against the Jets, but if you believe that flipping the switch is a real thing and that it's possible to do, then you've got to believe the Bucks have another run in them. I know this much, Ed. The Panthers took a big dump in their pants this season, and the Bucks need this for a variety of reasons. Heading into the postseason, I think they're looking to lock it in. I think they're looking to prove that they don't need Mr. Big Chest, even if they do need him. What's the number? How are you playing it?
Yeah, how ironic is that? The first game without AB, and the Bucks get to play the toilet lickers of the NFC South and Ritz Panthers here, Jim, where he could pad his stats. But anyways, careful what you ask for, Frozen Foot. Let's go with the Bucks minus 8 at home here. They played 2 weeks ago in Carolina. Tampa won by 26. I think the Bucks can cover that 8 pretty easy here. The Panthers' strengths on defense is getting to the quarterback, but they struggled to do so against Tom's elite line last time out. They were also banged up on the back end, and it looks like Stephon Gilmore won't go. Tom should move the ball. They ran the ball for 159 yards the last time, and on defense, you want to throw against the Bucks. And there's not a worse team in the NFL, according to Football Outsider, than your Panthers, Ritt. They rank 32nd in pass DVOA. Let's
Thank
go,
you.
Bucks. Minus 8. If I lose, tweet at the twit, Garrett Ritt. There you go.
Twit. Be sure to
That's
twit Ritt.
Yeah,
and Ritt.
I confused it. Yep. There you go.
Chalk much? Chalk much? We got one more game. The big head. Seahawks and Cards. I'll tell you what I think. I think it's a pretty interesting game and a tough one to pick. Seattle and Arizona. The Cards were able to finally stop the bleeding head. They went into Dallas. They did the Cowboys. Come to find out, punching the Washington football team in the face does not make you a bona fide Super Bowl contender. Am I right, Cowboy fan? You had to be lower than a crippled cricket's ass after that happened. And Kyler Murray finally started to look like the Kyler Murray that we know. That was the ultimate get-right game for him and for them. Now, that said, and I'm curious about your thoughts on this, Head. Seattle, although they have nothing to play for per se, it might be Russell Wilson's last game with them, or it might be the last game for the gum chewer, Peter, with them, or it might be their last game together. However you want to slice that, it might be a last something, so that makes them a little dangerous. What's it look like to you? What's the number? How are you playing it?
The number is Cardinals minus 6.5. I saw 7 for quite a while, but I'm seeing 6.5 here, and I'm actually not going to go chalk here. I'm going to go plus 6.5 and take the Seattle Seahawks, actually. The Cards, Jim, they just aren't the same team at home as they are on the road, and Cliff Kingsbury's numbers against the spread as a home favorite since he's been there since 2019 are garbage. He is 4-10 in this spot, hitting at 28% of those games. Seattle, too, is actually running the football very, very good. Yes. Better than anybody in the NFL the last three games. They average over 6 yards per carry during that time span, and that's where the Cardinals' weakness is running the ball. Let's take Weird Russ, the gum chewer, to show the hell up on Sunday and take the 6.5 points, no chalk.
All right, so no chalk right there. Bottom line, now you know you are permitted to use the phrase or description ass once per segment. However, it does not carry over to next week. Ooh. If you don't use one today, that does not mean you get two next week. So those are all five games. I want to ask you, is there anything else in your big head mind that you want to get out there or off your chest? Consider it your very own exclusive mini beef segment. Is there anything else you want to hit on the way out the door?
Good question. Beefs. Maybe the Jags fans right now, Jim, because they're not embracing the clown show that's actually going on. They're trying to fight it. Did you see that Bill O'Brien might be interviewed for the head coaching job?
That certainly did happen.
I love that. Who better to follow the perv than Bill O'Brien? I mean, he probably trade Trevor Lawrence before the Super Bowl. I love that. Ass organization. There's my ass right there.
Ass organization and a clown show. Run it down before you put it up. Before you twit it. Before you twit your picks, run it down once again right here for me.
Tweet. Okay, gotcha. KC minus 10 at Denver on Saturday. Rams minus 4 v San Francisco. Chargers on the road in Vegas minus 3. Seattle plus 6.5 at Arizona. And Tampa Bay minus 8 against Ritz Panthers.
There it is. All right, Head, have a great weekend. Let's get paid. Let's make some money.
All right, Jim. Thanks, man.
Good job, dude. James Kelly. Hey, listen, just because I'm having some fun at his expense for being all chalky doesn't mean you can too. Like this guy writes, Dear Rome, for those that can't listen to the Big Head Bet segment, here's a sneak peek. Chalk, 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 chalk. Gee, thanks for that, Head. How many excruciating hours were put into those picks? Thanks, Brad. All right, Brad, two things. Number one, when you say, Dear Rome, for those who can't listen to Big Head segment, here's a sneak peek. Chalk, 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 chalk. That's not accurate. It was chalk, 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 dog. He only chalked 4 times. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I'm having some fun with him at his expense, I should say. And I know Big Head, his response to you saying chalk, 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 chalk would be bank, 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 bank. And remember, this is not a survivor pool. We're not picking wins and losses. We're going against the spread. So even though I make fun of the guy for going chalk, 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 underdog, he really isn't. I mean, he is picking against the spread. It is a very difficult thing to do to pick against the spread. If you don't like the guy's picks, fade the head. I'm fine with that.